AI, it feels like it's, well, everywhere now, right? Powering chatbots, creating images. But what happens when that kind of intelligence really hits the massive, super complex industries like pharmaceuticals? AI isn't just some cool add-on there. It's actually reshaping the whole landscape, and much faster than maybe people thought.
That's exactly it. I mean, the sheer scale of drug discovery, the whole process of clinical trials, getting treatments out, it's just immense.
A labyrinth, really.
Yeah, and AI is now the engine driving changes that, you know, felt years away. Suddenly, they're right here on the near horizon.
And that fast change, that rapid transformation, that's what we're digging into today. We've got this stack of sources, articles, research, notes, stuff that you, our listener, provided.
Right.
And our mission is basically to pull out the absolute must-know insights from all this material.
We want to cut through the noise, yeah. Give you a head start on what's coming next, make you well-informed, and really help you prepare. Because this isn't just theory. We're talking identifying actual strategic recommendations, understanding investment priorities. The real stuff.
Yeah.
The practical implications of AI hitting pharma hard over just the next, say, 2 to 3 years.
It's fascinating, isn't it? How this incredibly complex pharma world, built over decades, huge timelines, massive costs, now faces this force that can potentially just slice through some of that complexity.
It really is. And for anyone involved, or even, you know, working adjacent to this industry, understanding these shifts isn't just about staying current. It's becoming essential, like table stakes for navigating the future.
Okay, so digging into this stack of sources you sent over, where do we start? In this 2-3 year window, what's the first big AI theme that really jumps out?
Well, one trend that really stands out from the material is this leap in advanced predictive analytics. We're past simple predictions now, past just single factors.
Okay, advanced predictive analytics. So what specifically are the sources highlighting? What's different?
They point to AI, making it possible to predict really complex multi-factor outcomes all at the same time, simultaneously. This goes way beyond just, you know, predicting if one patient might respond to a drug.
Right.
Think about predicting market dynamics, the odds of regulatory approval for a new compound, and how competitors will react. All of that integrated together.
Huh. So it's not just the science part or the drug work, but bringing in all the business context, the strategic stuff. How will it actually perform out there in the messy real world?
Exactly that. The sources suggest that by, say, 2027, these kinds of integrated prediction engines, they'll pull in clinical trial results, patent info, regulatory history, market dynamics.
All of it.
All of it. And they're expected to become pretty standard tools for guiding strategic planning inside pharma companies.
Wow, that's a huge shift in how strategy could be built. So for you listening, if you're in strategy, market access, CI understanding, and using these more sophisticated integrated prediction tools is going to be vital.
Absolutely. It changes the whole foundation of strategic foresight. It really does.
Okay, so moving from those broad predictions to something much more personal. The sources talk a lot about personalized medicine acceleration. This feels like an area AI is almost tailor-made for.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
And potentially, yeah, the most transformative. AI lets you do real-time analysis of just vast, diverse patient data. We're talking genetics, clinical history, lifestyle info.
All the messy bits.
Right. Allowing treatments to be customized right down to the individual, the single patient level. That's a massive paradigm shift away from the old way, treating populations based on averages.
So how does that huge shift, treating individuals, how does that hit the commercial side? Because, I mean, traditional market research is built on segments, right? Big groups, expert speaker.
Yeah. It basically demands a complete rethink of market research and commercial strategy. Your traditional segmentation, you just can't handle this level of detail, this granularity. Expert speaker. The sources really highlight the need for AI-driven micro-segmentation based on things like precise biological markers, detailed treatment responses you see in real-world data, highly personalized risk profiles. So the way companies find and target patients needs to change dramatically to deal with these tiny, super-specific groups.
Precisely. And, you know, that naturally creates entirely new competitive dynamics. Companies will be competing to serve these very specific patient needs with tailored solutions. It changes the game.
Okay, the next trend mentioned in the sources, it almost sounds like sci-fi becoming real. Autonomous clinical trials. What did the research actually mean by autonomous here? Well, the research suggests AI systems taking over more and more complex trial operations, like running parts of it themselves. It's beyond just helping find patients or analyze data.
More than that.
Yeah, we're talking AI optimizing the actual protocol design, managing interactions with regulatory bodies, maybe even adapting trial parameters in real time based on the data coming in from participants.
Wow. That must have huge implications for how long drug development takes.
It's projected to significantly cut those development timelines. Yeah. And improve overall success rates because you can make adjustments faster. But what's really interesting here, this level of autonomy, it needs completely new regulatory frameworks, new validation methods, stuff that mostly doesn't exist yet. So companies investing in this AI now, they could get a big competitive advantage. They'll be ready when the regulations catch up.
So potentially much faster drug development, but also you're navigating a totally new evolving regulatory world.
Exactly. It's a huge opportunity for the early movers, definitely, but also a challenge for regulators and for companies needing to submit evidence in these new ways.
Now, generative AI, it's been huge in the news, you know, text, images. How does that translate into the core business of designing drugs? The sources mention generative AI for drug design.
Right. And it's moving really fast from just experiments to becoming mainstream practice. Generative AI here, it's not writing poems or making pictures. It's designing completely new molecular structures.
From scratch.
Potentially, yes. And predicting the best ways to actually synthesize those molecules. Optimizing drug properties like, will it dissolve well? Is it likely to be toxic? Maybe doing all of that at the same time.
That capability, it sounds like it could really lower the barrier to entry. For discovering new drugs, I mean.
It certainly has that potential, yeah. To sort of democratize parts of drug discovery, maybe allowing smaller biotechs, even academic groups, to compete better in that early idea stage. But maybe more importantly, it just speeds up innovation for everyone, big pharma included.
Meaning, if you're not using generative AI in your discovery work, you could get left behind just because competitors can move faster.
That's definitely the implication you get from the sources, yes. The whole landscape of early stage drug discovery is just becoming much, much faster. You almost need to adopt these AI tools to stay competitive.
Okay, so beyond the lab, what about using all that data that's generated outside of trials? You know, real world evidence. How do the sources say AI is changing our ability to actually use that stuff?
Yeah, RWE. AI systems are getting much better at seamlessly integrating and processing incredibly diverse, often messy, data streams. Stuff outside clinical trials.
Like what?
Things from electronic health records, data from wearables, patient-reported outcomes, even insights you might glean from social media or online health forums. AI can process all this disparate data into coherent, useful insights. Things like how effective a drug really is in different populations or identifying new market opportunities.
So it's not just about understanding the drug better after approval. It's also changing how companies understand the market itself.
Absolutely. It allows for continuous post-market surveillance, for one. But it also creates dynamic market research capabilities. So instead of relying on those periodic, often expensive studies.
Big surveys.
Exactly. You get this continuous AI-powered monitoring. It can pick up shifts in patient behavior, doctor prescribing patterns, competitive moves, almost in real time. If you connect this back, market understanding becomes this constant updated stream, not just a snapshot.
And while the industry is adopting all these tools, how are the gatekeepers, the regulators, keeping up? The sources mention regulatory AI adoption.
Well, the agencies are definitely adopting AI, partly just to handle the sheer volume and complexity of submissions, frankly, but also to improve their own efficiency and safety monitoring.
Makes sense.
They're using it to process submissions faster, identify safety signals quicker. A key example the sources bring up is the FDA's Sentinel initiative that already uses AI for monitoring adverse events on a really large scale.
And looking ahead, based on the material, what's next there?
Well, emerging applications discussed include AI streamlining the review process even more, potentially enabling more personalized or adaptive regulatory pathways for new kinds of treatments or diagnostics. For companies, this opens up opportunities, right? To engage regulators using AI-generated evidence, predictive models.
Right.
But it fundamentally requires building new skills, new competencies, especially in regulatory data science. That's a big need.
It feels like this scale of AI adoption wouldn't just change things inside companies, but also how they interact. Are companies just keeping all this AI power locked up?
Not entirely, it seems. Not according to the sources. There's a definite trend towards what they call collaborative AI ecosystems.
Okay.
The competitive advantage is starting to shift, you see. It's becoming less about having some unique proprietary AI technology nobody else has, and more about having unique data and the insights you get from feeding that data into potentially shared tools.
Ah, interesting.
So companies are increasingly willing to share AI tools, platforms maybe, while still fiercely protecting their core strategic data and the specific applications they build on top.
So maybe you share the oven, but you keep your secret recipe for the bread.
Huh. That's actually a pretty good analogy, yeah. And these ecosystems, they could benefit smaller firms, give them access to fancy AI they couldn't build alone. Larger companies might benefit from diverse data or expertise from partners. The key challenge, though, that the sources highlight, it's successfully navigating that tricky balance, collaboration versus competition in these shared spaces.
Right. That makes sense. Okay, finally, the sources touch on bringing AI processing closer to where things are actually happening, edge AI applications. What does that mean in the pharma world?
Okay, so instead of all the heavy AI lifting happening in big centralized data centers or the cloud, sophisticated analytics are moving right out to the edge.
Meaning?
Like to clinical trial sites, to manufacturing facilities, even points of patient care, closer to the action.
And why is that important, bringing the AI closer?
It enables real-time decision support right where it's most needed. So, for example, in manufacturing, it could mean real-time quality control adjustments right there on the production line.
Ah, okay.
Or for market insights, it could mean analyzing patient feedback, doctor interactions, local competitor intel at the point of interaction, instead of waiting for data to get collected, cleaned, sent off, processed.
A much faster feedback loop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This real-time capability allows for far faster, much more responsive, strategic decisions and quicker reactions to what competitors are doing.
Okay, wow. We've covered a lot of ground there, all these emerging trends, just in the next couple of years. So stepping back, based on all the material you provided, what's the main message? How should our listener be preparing for all this?
Yeah, the core message really is that preparation is critical. It requires strategic investments, sure. But it's not just about buying the latest AI tech off the shelf.
Right.
The sources really emphasize building high-quality data repositories. That's the fuel, right? The absolute foundation for AI. You also need to develop AI literacy across the organization so people actually understand how to use these tools, how to trust them appropriately. And forming partnerships with AI tech providers is crucial. You just can't build everything yourself.
So it's way more than just an IT procurement exercise then.
Oh, significantly more. Probably the most critical preparation, highlighted again and again in the material, is developing the organizational capabilities. The ability to evaluate, adopt, and integrate new AI tech rapidly as it matures.
What does that mean practically?
It means investing in your own internal expertise, establishing flexible ways to check out vendors and new tech, creating governance structures that let you make decisions fast, but also manage the risks involved. Because there are risks.
So this isn't just an IT upgrade. It's fundamental, touching data, people, processes, partnerships, right across the business.
Exactly right. It needs a really comprehensive, integrated approach across the whole organization.
Well, that was definitely a deep dive. Pulled out some really crucial insights from material you shared. The main takeaway seems pretty clear, doesn't it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
I mean, the next 2 to 3 years, they represent a critical inflection point. AI is moving from being, you know, an interesting experiment in pharma.
A side project.
To becoming a core part of mainstream business operations right across the board. And the companies that make those strategic investments now in their data infrastructure, in building the right internal capabilities, forging the right partnerships, they are undeniably going to be the ones best positioned. Best positioned to navigate this rapid change and, frankly, capitalize on the huge opportunities that are emerging.
And our goal with this deep dive really was to equip you with exactly this knowledge, to help you understand this fast-changing landscape, spot those opportunities for yourself, for your work.
Absolutely. So perhaps just to leave you with something to chew on, maybe for your next team meeting or when you're thinking strategy, consider this question. It's directly inspired by the sources you provided. Which of these emerging AI trends, the ones we've talked about, which one could most significantly impact your client's competitive position? And, just as importantly, what capabilities should you be building now inside your own organization to really capitalize on those opportunities?